This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with our exit interview for week four. And today we're talking to the person who got voted out of the Ika tribe last night. And it was a Swathi Gul. She is going to be joining us here in just a moment to talk about her entire Survivor experience here with us on the Survivor exit interview, of course, last night. In case you missed it, Survivor Know-It-Alls with Stephen Fishback had a lot of fun there. Later on today, I'm going to be talking with Xander Hastings. I'm really looking forward to talking with Xander. I didn't get the chance to talk to him other than the exit interview that we did at the end of the season. So I'm really looking forward to getting to talk to him about season 42. Some things I wanted to still talk about from season 41. So I think that should be a lot of fun today with Xander. And then as we get to the weekend, we'll get to Ali Lasher on the feedback show. Get your feedback questions in at robiswebsite.com/voicemail. And then I'll talk to Matt Scott on the patron only Survivor Academy. It's a brand new month of April right here around the corner. So it's a great time to jump in and become a patron at Rob's Podcast at robiswebsite.com/patron. And now let's get to my interview with Swathi, which of course you can also watch this season on our YouTube channel at robiswebsite.com/YouTube. Hey Swathi, what's going on? Rob Cesternino, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you. Lovely to meet you.
Swathi, can I ask you, what's on your wall? Do you have a Survivor wall of photos like Zach?
I do not. I actually have the cheapest things that I could find on Amazon Prime that looked reasonably attractive. I'm a very messy person. I have zero decor. Like, this is just like, it looks so shitty. And I was like, something needs to go up here.
All right. Well, Swathi, I want to talk about the game, which I'm not sure if you would define it that way. Looked like it got a little messy also from what we saw in the episode. Did you feel like that the edit was a fair depiction of how everything went down from what you experienced out there?
Yeah, I would say it was definitely a fair depiction, definitely of the chaos and of some of the reasons I got voted out. I think there are a couple of things that were like more immediate causes, like a couple of conversations that happened that weren't shown, but I wasn't necessarily a part of those conversations. I just observed them happening. So I can't really comment on exactly what was said.
Can you tell us what you saw?
Yeah. So the day before tribal, Tori and Drea were on the beach for like an hour, and afterwards they were both crying. And I was like, what just happened? And that was sort of the moment where I was like, oh, something here got messed up, like something is wrong. And I still, to this day, I do not know what happened in that conversation. I was really hoping they would air it, but other than that, I feel like it was actually pretty accurate depiction of how things happened.
Swathi, it seemed like that you were in a pretty safe spot based on what we saw from the first couple episodes. We saw when Drea came to you and wanted to talk to you about the Women's Alliance, that you were very quick to say to Tori, hey, we should flip this around and vote out Drea. Why did you want to flip it on Drea so quickly?
I think there were some things that, in my perception, like, I don't want to cast aspersions on Drea, but in my perception of the tribe, that I really did not like about what Drea was bringing to the experience. It was very controlled. Like, for the first 3 days, we literally did not break off from this group of six, like, ever. Like, it was such a big deal when Tori went off on her own, because that was literally the only time that anyone went off on their own for like even a second. It was very controlled. And then Drea had like so much control and power over this game. And it also felt like she was sort of flopping on who she wanted out. Like, sometimes she would be like, oh my God, we should get Roger out, he's annoying. Then sometimes like, oh, Tori, like she's really emotional. But then sometimes she would tell me like, oh, like, no, you, me and Tori should be in a girls' alliance. So it just felt very much like, okay, there's this person who has ultimate power and is just like so easily changing who they want out. Like, what if they just say that they want out me? It felt very volatile and unstable. And looking back on it, like in hindsight, 2020, like I definitely should have been more passive, definitely was too early in the game to say something. And I didn't really intend to make a move, Andrea, so much as sow the seeds of doing so. But I think I definitely gave Tori way too much information when I did that. And that was definitely a mistake, as we can see.
Yeah. So we saw in the episode that you said to Romeo, you're my number one, Drea, my number one, Tori, you're my number one. But I thought it was interesting that Roxroy, who I had been sort of imagining might have been maybe your closest ally out there based on some of the small conversations that we saw, didn't get a number one. But Roxroy seemed like he really wanted to go to bat for you last night. How close were you with Roxroy?
I was very, very close with Roxroy. I was initially really close with Tori, and I wanted to continue working with Tori in the game. I would say Roxroy and I were definitely the closest, definitely the time I got voted out, but like Roxroy was the person I was working with really closely in addition to Tori. Romeo and Drea, in my defense, Drea told me she was my number one right before
they
that.
Said it first. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They said it first. So it's just like, seemed like the thing to do to say it back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't think either of them meant it when they said it to me, which is totally fine. Not that I think the edit was undeserved. I think the edit was super funny. And I mean, accurate. I said those things. But yeah, I wasn't actually like, I didn't feel close with Romeo or Drea particularly. It was literally like, I think seconds before that clip, Drea had said, you're my number one.
Mm-hmm. So we saw that you played the shot in the dark at the tribal council that we saw last night. At what point did you know, all right, I this is desperate times, I need to play the shot in the dark?
Yeah, I mean, I think I knew even when everything happened sort of the night before the challenge, that if we were to go to tribal the next day, like it would probably be me getting voted out. And so the entire day I was sort of like fighting for trying to get it to be me and not Tori. And like just going through like, oh my God, I made so many mistakes. Like, why are we here? But there was this brief conversation that Drea had 30 minutes before tribal with Romeo. And before then I was pretty sure like that they were going to vote out Tori. And then she went up to Romeo and she said like, hey, can we talk? We're like, let's change the plan even, I think might've been the words that she said. And in that moment I was like, damn, they're changing the plan. That means they're voting out me now.
Did you feel any added pressure where you felt like that you were on the chopping block and then you were on that puzzle and it was really, you know, neck and neck coming down to it? Were you feeling that as you were trying to put the puzzle together?
I was feeling a lot of pressure trying to put the puzzle together. And I would say that this is one moment where the tribe dynamic of Ika definitely contributed to our downfall, because I think me or Drea, we're fine doing the puzzle, but together we were feeding so unhealthily off of each other's anxiety. And I think if we had had a little bit more trust within each other and the tribe, that it might have been easier to work together in that
right.
moment.
The vibe of the tribe.
Yeah.
A lot of vibe talk last night.
The vibe was very, very chaotic. I don't think I ate like more than maybe a single bite the first 3 days before the challenge. Like, it was that chaotic. Like, we got so caught up in the paranoia on my tribe. And that's part of why we did so poorly in the challenge. Afterwards, we were like, have any of us eaten? Like, what's happening? Like, we need to take a moment and like eat. Like, what's
you forgot
happening?
To eat, or everybody was so anxious that they couldn't eat?
Everybody literally was so caught up in the paranoia of the game that it just like didn't even
wow.
result. We didn't even build a roof like my tribe. Like, we literally, it was just like, because we didn't want to be apart. Like, it was like all six of us have to be in the same place the entire time. It made it hard to get anything done. And then everyone would stay up late in the night talking. That was horrible. I just wanted to go to sleep, but we had like this, all six of us have to. So it was like, nobody could go to sleep until like everybody wanted to go to sleep, you know?
And you felt like that was coming more from Drea.
That is definitely how I felt. I felt like that vibe was coming from Drea. I felt like a lot of the times people were talking, it was just like me sitting there listening to Drea talk. and some other people too, some of the other older people too. So I, and it's not, again, to say anything negative about Drea. I think it's just like, it's like this 19-year-old girl. And I'm just like sitting here being told what to do and listening to other people talk. And I played very unwisely, but I think that's sort of the emotional reason for it.
Why did Roxroy sit out of the reward challenge?
I think it was because we didn't want him to sit out of the immunity challenge. I think that was the biggest reason. Also, it just seemed like this was like nimble. Like, it's better if you're smaller. Although Jonathan the Amazing, it seemed better for him.
Yeah. Did you have any hard feelings towards Tori, who you had been working closely with, and then it did seem like that she, you know, threw you under the bus pretty hard, or did you just feel like that she just did what she needed to do to save herself?
I mean, she did what she needed to do to save herself, and it was definitely my fault for giving her so much information, I would say. But I mean, yeah, I mean, after getting voted out, it was hard not to be bitter, right? Like, this is like my dream. But I would say now, like, I think Tori's great. Like, I don't have any hard feelings.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel any sort of remorse of, we should have kept Zach?
Oh, almost instantaneously, even before it happened at Tribal. Like, I was like, I really like Zach, blah, blah, blah. I'm so, so tragic that we went to Tribal Council in the first 3 days. And I'm just like watching myself throw out Zach's name and thinking, like, in that moment, it felt like, okay, we should keep the tribe strong. And also, like, me and Zach hadn't bonded as much at that point as like me and Roxroy. So it didn't feel necessarily like, oh, like, I should push to keep Zach. But I think, really being this like college student on this tribe with mostly older people was very difficult. Mm-hmm. It was difficult to really relate to people in a sort of equal way. Like, I think part of the reason that the "oh, you're my number one thing" moment became such a big deal, part of it was all the chaos that led up to it. And I think part of it was just like everyone was doing this, but no one expected that I was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's partially what shocked people.
In talking with you and Zach and watching the episodes, I think I've heard every single person's name in your tribe mentioned as somebody who was being targeted, except for Romeo. Has anybody in your 9 days, did you feel that anybody was ever trying to target Romeo?
Yeah, Rox wanted Romeo out. He didn't come out and like say it to everybody, but he would like just like keep mentioning it anytime that we were talking. I think Rox really valued like strength and hard work. And so because Romeo was a weaker member of her tribe, he very much wanted him out.
Did, after last night's episode, has Boston Rob reached out to you to say thank you for shouting him out in the episode in your final words?
He is not, he probably will not, given that it was wrong, but, no, I hope he does, though. That'd be so sick to talk to Boston Rob.
That would be pretty epic.
Yeah, that would be pretty epic. But this is also very epic.
Yeah. Thank you, Swati. As far as being a young person on the show, you had a really fun secret scene a couple of weeks ago talking about all the different musical acts that you didn't know. Was the tribe constantly quizzing you on what you knew and didn't know from a pop culture standpoint?
I don't know that it lasted beyond that day, but that day definitely, like, Rox just kept asking. I think part of it is a young person thing. I think part of it is just like, I can be just more pop culture unaware than your average person. So actually, this has been the topic of conversation in my life very much.
Yeah. Coming in after being a big fan of the show, what was the biggest thing that was a surprise for you in the new era of Survivor?
That's a great question. I would say that most of the new era twists weren't things that I actually got to experience while I was out on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say my answer to this is actually just like a general Survivor thing, which is I didn't anticipate how much waiting there would be, how much just like time there is for the anxiety and paranoia to build. That was a really interesting experience. Mm-hmm. I can remember even now, like I was out there for 9 days only, but like, I can remember what that headspace felt like. It wasn't like a super happy or pretty place to be.
Yeah. There could be a lot of downtime out there.
A lot of downtime. Oh my God.
For sure. Is there anything else about your experience that you want the listeners of Rob as a Podcast to know?
I guess just that, like, I'm really grateful that I got to do it. It was super cool. I got to see myself on the show that I love, and yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Swathi, thank you so much for making some time to talk to us today that things just didn't go your way, but keep your head up because you played hard.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
Okay. All the best to you, Swathi. Take care. Okay. Bye. All right, there you have it. Swathi here talking about her game here on RHAP. And it has been so fun to get to see these contestants as I talk to them on the exit interview. Big improvement as far as I'm concerned. And so some really great stuff from Swathi, who comes in at 19 years old, did a pretty good job. I think just got caught up in a bad situation of trying to do just a little bit too much. Certainly not a major mistake, but one that just got picked up on by some really strong players on her tribe. All right, so we are going to take a break. When we come back, Jordan Kalish is going to be here to talk about, Swathi was talking about some Survivor history. We know another guy who loves to talk about what's happened in Survivor past. That's Jordan Kalish when we play our This Week in Survivor History quiz with Jordan Kalish right after this.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
All right, everybody, you know what time it is. This Week in Survivor History with our great friend Jordan Kalish is here. Jordan, how are you?
I'm doing great. What an episode 4-y, another one in the books.
Yes, week 4-y is here, the official kickoff to your week 4-y celebration here on Rob as a Podcast. Jordan, what's new with you this week?
Watching Survivor as usual. Nothing's really new. I think everything's pretty status quo, but no complaints.
Okay. All right. Well, Jordan, we never have any complaints during this segment. Hugely popular.
There better not be.
This Week in Survivor History, we go back and we take a look at what has already happened on Survivor. And so, Jordan, what do you have in store for us this week?
All right. So I have another little game for you that it's not going to be straight up questions.
Okay.
I think we're dropping the straight up questions, leaving the crazy games, creative rules, or whatever you would like to call them. So what I have done is I have compiled a list of players who have been voted out this week in Survivor history. We're not going to go through the whole list. It's too many, but here's what I'm going to do. I am going to give you a season of Survivor.
Okay.
I am going to give you the vote total that occurred at the Tribal Council this week in Survivor history.
Okay.
And you have to tell me who was voted out at that Tribal Council for 3 points. However, here's the way the game works. If you could tell me just by the season and the vote total, which I think you will be able to do for some of these, it sounds harder than it is. You will earn 3 points.
Okay.
If you want a hint, you will gain 2 points, and your hint will be one of the people that voted against this player.
Okay.
That would be 2 points. For 1 point, I will tell you all of the players who voted against the player who was voted out, and then you have to tell me who was voted out at this tribal. There's one of these where there were like multiple of those vote totals from that season. When we get to it, I will explain how that's going to work.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm not even sure I understand how this is working, but let's go ahead and give it a shot.
Okay. So like as an example, so Dave Johnson was voted out of Amazon. We're not using Dave Johnson, but Dave Johnson, I believe, what was his vote? So there were 9 people. Was it like 8-1 or 7-2 or something? I feel like Butch probably.
I think that it's probably 8-1.
Okay. So what I would do is I would say like 8-1 vote from Survivor Amazon. For 3 points, you could tell me Dave Johnson, or you could get a hint and I could be like, okay, Rob Cesternino was one of the people who voted this person out. Mm. And then if you said Dave Johnson, you would get 2 points. And then if not, I would tell you all the people who voted for Dave Johnson. And that would only be 1 point if you go that far.
Okay.
I have 8 of these. You need an average. So an average of 2 points would be 16. So you need to do one better than average. You need 17 points total in order to win the game. Okay. Does this make sense?
All right. Let's just roll with it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
There's never been any confusing rules. So I'm due.
Hasn't happened yet.
It's never happened on this podcast. So we are going to go to Survivor Fiji.
Okay.
And we're going to go with a 4-2 vote from this week in Survivor history.
4-2 vote in this week in Survivor history.
You can guess. Like a guess doesn't stop you from gaining points.
Well, I just have no idea what point in the season this is. I'm guessing it was like late in the pre-merge. And 4-2. I'm trying to think of who's going to be in the two. Was it Rita?
It was not Rita. So I will give you a hint for 2 points. And I will tell you that Lisi was one of the people that voted against this player.
Lisi was one of the two that voted against this player. One of the four.
It's a 4-2 vote. Lisi is one of the four.
Mm-hmm. I will say, I'm trying to think if this is like pre-swap, but I don't think there would be more people if it was pre-swap. So it's probably got to be the post-swap. And so I'll say, was it Anthony Robinson?
It was not. So I will tell you the four people who voted against this person were Dreams, okay, Alex, Edgardo, and Lisi. Who did they vote for? This is only for 1 point.
So it was Dreams. So I guess was that Rocky?
Rocky Reed, you get 1 point. That is correct. That was the 4-2 vote of Survivor Fiji. So we started on a tough one. That was a hard one. Let's go to one that I think might be a little less hard. Okay. We're going to go to the Marquesas. This is a 7-1 vote.
7-1 vote happened this week in Survivor history. So I got to think it's pre-merge. If we're getting down to 7-1, although maybe it could be the post-merge. Maybe it's pre-merge and post-swap. I'll say it's Gabriel.
Gabriel Cade is correct. You get 3 points. Everybody on the new swap tribe voted for Gabriel. So you have, mm-hmm, you have 4 points. You're doing well. And now we're going to go to Ghost Island. This is the one where there were multiple 4-1 votes that season.
Oh boy.
This is the first 4-1 vote of the season.
First 4-1 vote.
You just got a three. It's not impossible to get a three. Two is probably more attainable on this one, but you have a guess.
I'm going to say it was, how about, James Lim.
So James Lim was voted out post swap. Bradley Kleige did get voted out 4-1, but the James Lim vote happened first. You get another 3 points. You have 7.
Oh.
Off to a good start.
Okay. Did I win already? Did I win?
No, you need 17. Oh, 10
oh, 17.
Away.
Oh, my God.
You need 17.
Oh, my
you
God.
You think you need 7 to win? I have 8 of these. 7
oh,
points.
Oh, my God.
You could basically get a 1 on all of them, and that would be the game.
Yeah.
So we're going to go now to a more recent season. Winners at War, a 3-1 vote. 3-1.
3-1 vote. I will
say. Winners at War.
Yep. 3-1 vote. I'll say that this was Yul Kwan.
Yul Kwan was voted out by Michelle, Nick, and Wendell. That is correct. 10 points. I think you were sweating at the beginning, but now you're on a little bit of a roll. Let's go to all the way back now. We're going to go to Survivor the Australian Outback.
Okay.
This is a 4-2-1 vote.
Trying to guess the person with four votes. In Survivor history. So It's interesting because I feel like that started right around the Super Bowl. So, could we be post merge here for 4-2-1? Who would the four be? I'll say that. Could this have been? It seems so early in the season for it to be who I'm thinking of. So, I'll say, could it be Nick?
Nick Brown. So this is a season that started a lot earlier in Survivor history than season 42. So we're already pretty deep in the merge. This is the seventh place player. This was the final seven vote. Nick Brown, Tina, Colby, Keith, and Amber voted for him. So you get another three points. You have 13 points. You are potentially two rounds away from winning this game. Let's go to Survivor Palau.
Okay.
2-1.
2-1 vote on this week in Survivor history. I would think it's got to be Ibrahim.
Ibrahim is correct. That is another 3 points. You're one away. You have 16 points. And let's see if you could clinch it here. We are going to go to Exile Island, one of my favorite seasons. Mm-hmm. And this is a 6-4 vote.
Exile Island, 6-4 vote, and this week in Survivor history. So I'm thinking it's the merge vote, and then, I guess the question is always, who got voted out first? Is it Nick or Austin? And it's always a tricky question. And I will say that it was Austin.
Austin is incorrect, but you can still gain 2 points. I'm going to give you one of the people that voted against this player, and I am going to go with, let's go with Bruce Kennegai. Bruce Kennegai voted against this player. You knew the six.
Okay. Yeah.
I can give you the whole six.
Okay. It doesn't really matter. Give me Nick.
Nick Stanberry, the second, sort of invisible Nick. That was a correct answer for this. You get 2 points, and congratulations. You have 18 points, and you have won the game. Congratulations, Rob.
Sorry, I made short work of this game, Jordan.
Yeah, I think it may be a little bit tougher at first with the Fiji and the Ghost Island, but then, once you really think about it, once you think about where you might be in the season, it's easy to remember the votes, but easy for the average Survivor fan is getting this game and being like, what the hell?
I mean,
is
we're in the 1% of Survivor fans that could know this stuff. I mean, it's probably almost all of them are listening to this podcast.
No, this isn't the casuals corner of the Survivor Facebook page who probably doesn't even remember what happened last season.
Right.
Except for the fact that, of course, they think that Xander was robbed. But
you didn't miss any episodes of Token Sheens like Marianne last week, right?
No, I didn't. I did not miss any episodes of Token Sheens. I don't think I would have been a good pick for the top 40 countdown of Token Sheens if I had missed episodes.
So do you think that after Marianne finished watching Survivor Token Sheens, do you think that she went back and listened to the Evolution Strategy. To the top 40 countdown that you were on.
I mean, she should. Mm-hmm. I think any big Survivor fan would do that. They would, they would watch those final six episodes and they can consume any content that's out there. I think it's a good choice. I think that anytime you have, the triple threat of me, you, and Allie Lasher on a podcast, that must be listened to. So I have one more thing for you before it's time to go.
Okay.
I have a little bit of a rebus puzzle, but it is not a visual rebus puzzle. It is a verbal rebus puzzle.
Verbal rebus puzzle. All right. Jordan Kalish is the king of invention.
Yes. Reinventing the way the rebus puzzle is played. So I am going to give you the answer is going to be somebody else, not who was covered in the last game, who was voted out this week in Survivor history. So here is your verbal rebus puzzle. The only player to not receive a vote on Game Changers, plus half of a notable Bushman, plus the type of rice often consumed on Survivor. So we have the only player to not receive a vote on Game Changers, plus half of a notable Bushman, plus the type of rice often consumed on Survivor.
Is the answer to the verbal rebus puzzle the name of another Survivor?
The answer is the name of a survivor, first and last name of someone who was voted out this week in Survivor history.
Is it Cerrito White?
So Sarita White, Sari, is the only player to not receive a vote on Game Changers. Half of a notable Bushman. Of course, the only notable Bushman I can think of is Tata. So half would be Ta. Mm-hmm. And the type of rice often consumed on Survivor, White, Sarita White.
Wow. Sarita Jordan, White, you have correct. Outdone yourself again.
Yes. She was voted out. Redemption Island.
Take March a bow.
2011.
Wow.
11 years ago, Saturday. I am bowing. Mm-hmm. That was a bow.
Yes. Bow to yourself. Yes.
Yes. That was a good
wow. Bow. Incredible, Jordan. You managed to bring Sarita White back to This Week in Survivor History.
Hey, it's fun when you get to like these like random pre-merge boots in the on the calendar. Right? How often do we get to talk about like Sarita and the tunics?
Do you think Sarita White remembers she was on Survivor?
I think she maybe remembers she was on Survivor. I think we could tell you way more about Survivor.
We remember more about it than she does, probably.
She doesn't know that she was voted. I believe in a 4-2 vote because Ralph voted for Damon Murphy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, who could forget? All right, Jordan, great stuff. Where can people keep up with you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Jordan Kalish. I have also been doing the This Week in Survivor trivia questions on the Rahat
Brand social media
Instagram. Yeah, you know, I would say if you're gonna follow me on Instagram too. I don't really do much on there, but if you're gonna follow me in any way on social media, follow Rahat Grams. Listen to me ask you questions about season 42. We'll see how closely you're paying attention to the episodes to prepare yourself for future This Week in Survivor History questions.
And post your answers in the comments.
Yes, post them.
Okay. All right. Jordan Kalish, thank you so much. Take care. Talk to you later, buddy.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye. All right, everybody. There you have it. Jordan Kalish back here for some Survivor quizzes. I hope you're doing as well on the Survivor quiz as I am this season because Jordan Kalish has had nothing to make me break a sweat so far here in season 42. But we have a lot more podcasts for you. Of course, you can check them all out in our Survivor podcast feed, where you will hear this weekend the Survivor B&B, Why Blank Lost, the Survivor News with Bryson Wendell, plus the Survivor Stock Watch, and of course, Survivor Global with Shannon Gus, and everything that I'm doing for Survivor, all at robhasawebsite.com/survivorfeed. Thank you so much for listening to the Exit Interview. We'll be back with Xander coming up just a little bit and Beyond the Edge later on tonight as well. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.